بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful.
Assalamu alaikum. Peace and love in the name of Allah. This is your boy Hashim Kalfani. It's like 1:45 in the morning. I'm sitting in front of my computer with my son Abu Zai, and we're just pondering over the events that took place today, and I'm totally emotional, feeling a little bit confused, you know what I mean? I definitely thinking about Allah. And today I was in my kitchen cooking some food, and I just see, to make it short, I just see a brother walking down the street, and I decide to call him out to my kitchen window and invite him to Islam. I decide just to take this chance and be bold and just call somebody to Islam.
Yo, it's just like this, man. I'm a Muslim, man. I was just sitting in my house, and I see you passing by there, and I just see, you know what? Let me call this man to Islam. You see what I'm saying? So, will you give me the opportunity to prove to you that you are a Muslim? And what I would like you to do for me is to prove me wrong. Okay? Give me 1 second, all right? You said you were Muslim.
Muslim. One who surrenders to God.
You see what I'm saying, Hakeem? So as I was telling everybody, my brethren, all we're saying is the word Muslim means one who submitted to the will of God. I'm asking you, can you prove to me that you is not a Muslim? Based on the definition of the word Muslim.
No.
You can't. No. Why?
Because based on the definition. The definition says a Muslim is one who surrenders to God.
Okay, my brethren. All right.
We as a people, we should study Islam, we should spend a lot of time, you know what I mean, pondering on Allah and reading different books, but we also have to find time to call people to Islam.
Your senses is in order.
Yes.
Nobody is forcing you. And right now, you have to be babies, feed with a baby spoon. You see what I'm saying? Because you come off the streets, everything you know is totally different than what you're going to learn today. And I want you to know, my man, you can't understand how happy you're making me today. You see what I'm saying? To see that a brother out there, you give me hope for my people. That there's still people out there. And this is a lesson to the Muslims. You see what I'm saying? That we shouldn't just be Muslims just praying. No. We need to make a call to humanity. And I'm not saying that Muslims shouldn't study the religion. We need to study. But there's a time for studying. There's a time for eating. There's a time to sleep in. And there's a time to call people to righteousness. This is the ways of the Prophet. So I'm going to say it in Arabic first, and you're going to say it after me, and then we're going to say it in English. Okay? Put your right finger up. Okay. Below that tree. It's recorded, not by me. Don't worry about the DVD player. Worry about the one who created you. He is bearing witness to this that are taking place here today. Right now, the angels are rejoicing. Right now, I am rejoicing. Even the dead believers in the grave rejoicing. Because when somebody comes from darkness to light, anybody that is good would celebrate such an event. Okay? So what I'm going to say to you, my brother, is all I want you to do is you say after me. Okay? Bismillah means in the name of God. Okay? Say after me. Ashadu.
Ashadu.
Allah.
Allah.
Ilaha.
Ilaha.
Ilallah.
Ilallah.
Ashadu.
Ashadu.
Anna.
Anna.
Muhammada.
Muhammada.
Rasulullah.
Rasulullah.
I bear witness. That there is no God.
That there is no God.
But Allah.
But Allah.
And that Muhammad. Is certainly. The Prophet of Allah.
The Prophet of Allah. Peace be upon
him. Brother, I want to congratulate you. Stand up, brother. I know, right now, brother, I want you to know, right now, I need to rub myself on you, because right now, you more clean than me, you more clean than my son, you, right now, in the sight of Allah, you is a human being, pure. You have no sin in you, my brother. Right now, if you die, you go straight to paradise. You see what I'm saying? This is the best thing. Right now, I'm so emotional about this, my brother, and it just proves to me that I need to continue calling people to righteousness, my brother. My brother, you made the best move that you could ever make in your life. You know what I mean? So I want to hug you and tell you congratulations, my brother. And may Allah keep you in this deen and protect you and your family from Satan. I want to give you a little gift. We don't have much to give you. But I want to give you your first Quran. You know, this book is your life. And it is the solution for everything. You see what I'm saying? This is a gift to you from us at our movement is Bilalal.GOI. And this here is a Know Your Islam. This will teach you everything you need to know. But as I said before, what you need to do is just come by here so I can teach you these things. And this here is just a little official scarf. You see what I'm saying? I just want you to know you've been touched by Islam, son. You know what I mean? The rest is up to you. You could take this to become like Malcolm. You could take this to become like Martin Luther King. You can take this to become like Imam Hussein. Or you could take this and end up in hell. You choose. So congratulations, my brother. Peace and love, my man. Mad love. You know, my brother? You got billions of people. He choose you and make you believe. You know how people I tell the same story and they don't believe? Or they believe and they still in deal with it? But brother, you have a beautiful heart. Prison and thing only make you stronger, son. You don't even know what is planned for your future. If you would surrender to Allah, He would elevate your status among your people. You see what I'm saying? Do not let Satan take this gift from you, son. Because today you make my day. I know you make my Sunday. I know you make this whole house day. You know what I mean? This is success, son. Don't lose it, son. Your physical body didn't take Shahada. It's your soul. You see what I'm saying? I've just seen you stand there, my man. I know you can be a soldier for Islam. And we need soldiers, son. And let me tell you, Muslims is the most non-violent people in the world. You see, when you come to me with love, I'm going to treat you with love. If you kick down my door, I'm going to choke out your eyes. And that's your law, too. Your law is if you come to me respectful, I'll be respectful to you. We don't believe in turning the other cheek. You see what I'm saying? Because now people shoot you. So when I get shoot on this side of the face, I'm supposed to turn my next face to get shoot. No, we believe that our life is a sacred thing. That is our duty to protect our life. Not just our life, to protect humanity. You see what I'm saying, son? We neighbors is we family. You see what I'm saying? All right, my son, I'll go finish cooking that food, my man.
And for people out there, if people think the video seemed like I rushed the brother into the Shahada, it was nothing like that. I let the brother sit on the porch after he said he wanted to take a Shahada. I said, brother, I'm going to go inside and I'm going to come back and check you in 5 minutes. And when I come back in 5 minutes, I wanted you to tell me if you want to take your Shahada or not. And when I came back out in 5 minutes, the brother said he wanted to take his Shahada. So I say, you know what I mean, praise be to Allah, and I brought the brother into my house, as you all see, you know what I mean. And we should just, I think this is a good ideology where we should just use everything in our means, you know what I mean, to reach out to the people, you know what I mean. Peace and love. Your brother Hashim, till next time.